Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook preventing you to go live
no,
on Blog?
No, Facebook has nothing to do with it. It's just a little thing. Hello there. This is Photo the Centrist at BlogTalkRadio.com. Visit me at BlogTalkRadio.com. / Photo the Centrist. You can call in 515-602-9775. What are we going to talk about today?
We are going to talk about some very exciting things. One would be like immunity, how to boost your immune system, why you should not take it for granted, especially this time of the year, whether you celebrate the holidays or you don't. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to boost your immune system. We're going to talk about the importance of vitamin D, and we're going to talk about depression. Because, well, you know what? We did this show because we want to help people. And we have to have a disclaimer first, right? Okay, here's a disclaimer.
Yeah,
I'm going to do part of it, and then Rhoda Center is going to do the other part. The first part is, if you are in America and you have an emergency, call 911, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now the things that we will be talking about, these are to give you an ideal, you know, things to look into, right? And you know, you feel free to ask your doctor if you could take these supplements, but it's totally up to you if you want to, you know, wait and talk to your doctor or if you want to get started. People are different, right? But if you do talk to your doctor, do not say, can I take this? What you can do is, or what you should do, especially if you're interested in taking a product that's mentioned in the show, is there anything in here that can harm me, right?
Mm-hmm.
The doctor should take a look at the label. Now, how is your doctor going to be able to take a look at the label? They can order, if you order the products, you can bring it there, right? But what if you don't want to order the products first? You can actually go ahead and go to Shopaly.com, Shopaly.com. We have a very nice search bar. Type in whatever we're talking about over here on this show. And then, like, for example, OPC3, you could put that into the search bar, right? And then you can look at the label, screenshot it, print it out, or even just pull it up on the screen while you're talking to your doctor. So that's the way to see the ingredients, because on our website for the exclusive products, you can actually see the ingredients in the products. Isn't that great? So now Frodo the Centrist is going to give another.
Okay, so the statements you're about to hear, the statements has not been evaluated by the FDA. The product we're about to mention, we're going to mention in the show, is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. Yeah, whatever. The manufacturer is not responsible for insulin accuracy and triples of the claim, so we're not approved by the FDA, blah, 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 blah. So we're not telling you that everything is going to get cured or that what are you doing? Anyway, so without further ado, we're going to have our nutritionist on. We're going to be talking about our immune system, why should we need to boost our immune system, especially this time of the year, the holidays,
right?
Because all that, you know, the eating, the drinking, you know, the stress you're going to go into into 2021, you know, you need to boost your immune system.
Yes,
and we'll have Audrey on in a minute. Audrey, are you on the other line?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear
you. Yes, we can hear you. Yeah, hold on a second. All right, can you hear us? Yeah,
yes,
we can hear you now.
Yes, I can hear you.
Good.
Yes.
I actually took notes. I'm looking for that term. I took notes because for our listeners that don't know, Audrey is our business partner, and she actually inspired me
to be able to get Nutra certified in the Nutrametrics to be able to work with doctors that want to implement wellness program into their practice. So I took lots of notes and have a lot more studying to do, but we have Aubrey as our guest because she has a lot more info. Like I said, I just started, super excited. So Aubrey, do you remember that term about the nutritional supplements that we'll be talking about today? What kind of testing does that go through? It's like GMC or something like that, where it's not FDA approved, but it has like a good manufacturing practices, I think.
Absolutely, yes. It's called GMP. It stands for Good Manufacturing Practices. So as you know, like all supplements are not regulated, right? But
right.
What the GMP manufacturing standards is that it's a standard. How do I say this? They are FDA approved facilities where the products and resources come from. So when you're looking at products and you're looking to, obviously to digest, supplementation, you want to make sure that it's coming from the best source. So obviously they also make sure that there's for the purity and the potency of the product. So because we are a brokerage company, they make sure that, the products that are coming through, if they're not to our standards, then we will not ship them out to our end consumer, which is phenomenal because a lot of the companies, if they had like a bad batch, they actually will ship them out to the consumer. So, it is a very high standard, that we have when it comes to our supplementation. And I think that's really important too, when you're looking at, where is it resourced, how is it tested, and what are the practices when it comes to sourcing out the supplementation to the end consumer as well.
Yes, that is very important. And a lot of people, they take that shelf if they're going to some kind of like GNC, Vitamin World, or if they're going to go to Walmart, they just take that for granted, like, oh, it's here in the store, so it must be safe. And they don't even ask.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say, is this approved? They just, like, trust that because it's on the shelf that it's good, And
And
I'm glad that you brought that up because I hope our listeners are learning something. Even just that, that you can't just, like, believe that like you said, like, because of the bottom line, they want to make more money. But with our company, Market America, the products were product brokerage, so we search for the best products out there. And then if it doesn't pass the standards, we don't give it to the consumer because, that's a liability, first of all. And it's going to be bad for everybody that's out there trying to get the products to get people healthy. People pay good money for our products. Why would we not, why would we not test them? So it's like very important that you brought that up. So we're going to talk about immunity.
Yeah.
So, Rhoda DeSantis, do you have any questions?
Well, I don't have any question yet, but I want to go through the healthy ways to strengthen your immune system. There's some couple of things you find online. We all know that the first line of defense is our immune system. Science will back that up. The recent pandemic that we have, the COVID-19, if you are, you don't have a good immune system and you're already sick, you're more likely to get, cause you suffer from COVID or possibly die from COVID,
Oh, yeah.
Any healthy living lifestyles, if you don't smoke, of course you're going to have a healthy immune system.
Well,
if you eat healthier, if you eat a diet, if you eat a diet high in fruits and vegetables, but who does that nowadays? If you exercise regularly, maintain a healthy weight. Those are the things. If you got to drink alcohol, the doctor is saying you got to do it in moderation, But there's also, if you want to get an adequate sleep, if you get an adequate sleep, that means you have, you're going to gain or improve your immune system.
Right.
That's what they say,
yeah.
The science, nutritionists and all that. So there's a lot of things that you can take a precautionary steps, in order to do that. But all those things that I mentioned, you know, if you fall in short, so you have to like, really have to really, you know, rely on these supplements, you know, people that that can't get enough, you know, fruit and vegetables, you know, what is the dietary allowance for fruit and vegetables? I think there's we can't even, you know, come up, not even half of that, you know,
even
the calciums and all that. So
let's ask Aubrey. Aubrey, have you heard of the Harvard study that says that actually like the common food pyramid is outdated? Have you heard that?
Oh, yeah, like, especially, yeah, when we were kids, like, what was that? They said that we should eat, like, all this grain
like
and
four
bread
to five
and
servings
everything.
Or something?
Yeah, that's so not true. It is outdated. And, I mean, honestly, we should be eating lots of fruits and vegetables. And I think bread and dairy and are probably the least. I think bread and dairy is probably what we should have the least amount. And, you know, after
mm-hmm.
fruits and vegetables, then it'd be protein. And then, because a lot of, like, people, a lot of anti-inflammatory, if you have allergies or you have a lot of inflammation in your body, they say to cut out the dairy, to cut out the gluten, you know, the grains, because that is causing a lot of inflammation and it triggers in our body. So sometimes we cut out those two things, we can see an impact in our health as well. You know?
Now, would that be like the Atkins diet, or is that different?
No, we even have a program called Transitions Lifestyle System, and it's how we treat you. We show you how to eat, eat to live, you know, eating foods that are low glycemic, behavior modification, exercise, and supplementation. So, I mean, eating foods that are not going to spike your blood sugar, but also help you be alkaline, but also like reduce inflammation. So not only is it good for, you know, weight loss and building your immune system, but it also helps reduce your, you know, if you're a diabetic or if you have a lot of inflammation in your body, this would be something that you want to follow as well. Right? Because
okay.
we are
yes.
what we eat, right? Would you
yeah.
agree?
We are what we eat. That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
So, I know we understand, even though, just like our listeners understand that, you know, the importance of having a strong immune system. Can you give us a few tips on how to improve those, your immune system just by, you know, like maybe like a month or 2 months, time, you know, for those people that, have a, you know, less immune system or deprived?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, especially like, you know, we're moving into a colder month and this is a time where a lot of more people are indoors and, you know, that we have less sunlight, you know, and obviously sunlight, as you know, is what we get our vitamin D. So vitamin D is not something you can just always eat. It's actually something that has to be made within our body. Obviously the best form would be like sitting in the sun, believe it or not, and how it converts into it. But the next best thing would be vitamin D with K2. And the reason why I say K2 is that vitamin D is a huge immune booster, but the K2 actually helps deliver it into the bloodstream, so you get a better result as well. Now, the best form that you can get with a vitamin D is the isotonic form. So literally it's like hooking yourself up to an IV of nutrition. So, powder base, unlike a pill, you mix it with water, you get 95% to 90% absorption, unlike a pill or a capsule that you may get from a drugstore, right? So
right.
It's helping our arteries, it's helping our immune health, bone health, cardiovascular system, and your bone density. This is also a supplement too. Like, I mean, I've had cancer in the past. I'm not saying it's curing cancer, but it is one of the supplements if you have cancer or had cancer or looking for prevention. This is one that they always recommend. Now, as you know, even not just from nutritionists, but vitamin D with K2 is, along with the vitamin C, have been the top two filling products when it comes to this virus. And boosting our immune system. So obviously, these are two supplements a lot of us have been taking on a normal basis if you're really into health and wellness, but it's really been, you know, flattered all over the media. These are two supplements that you could really, you know, implement to your daily regimen that could really boost your immune system and make a huge difference. I know I call it a cup of sunshine. And when you take our vitamin D, right, it also improves your mood. And also my kids take it, and they love it. They love the vitamin C, and they love the vitamin D as well. So those are some things that you could just
Yeah, it has like 5,000 IUs of vitamin D within that product. And to imagine that how much food you actually have to spend on groceries to be able to get that will be, you know, a lot more expensive than a dollar a day, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
And also like, you know, like the older, I don't know if our listeners realize this, but the older you get, first of all, there's things that our body naturally makes, but the older you get, your body doesn't make as much. And then also, when you're eating food and you think you're digesting it, the older you get, it's harder to digest those food and get the nutrients from it. So a lot of doctors are actually, I wouldn't say a lot of doctors. It depends on your doctor. It depends on if your doctor, like, wants to get you well. You know, they would be telling you that you have to have some type of supplementation. But a lot of doctors will tell you that most of their patients are out there taking a supplementation because they realize that you're not getting the proper nutrition. Now, what sets the products that Aubrey was just mentioning apart from something you would get at Walmart, for example, is we have, correct me if I'm wrong, Aubrey, we have like a patent. We have patented in the isotonic form. It's like a powder you mix with water and it becomes isotonic. So it goes right to work within your body after you drink it within 5 minutes. Is that correct, Aubrey?
Yes, it's 5 minutes per dosage on an empty stomach. That's correct.
Yes. And that's what I mean, there's a lot of value within that. So, yep, that was great. And also, like what you said, like a cup of sunshine. So it not only boosts your immune system, but we're talking about on the show people that experience depression. Some people experience depression in the winter more than in, for example, the summer, and it's because of the lack of sunlight, depending where you live. I mean, like where we live, I think it seems like it's dark till about 7 o'clock in the morning, and then it gets dark around 3:30 in the afternoon. So it's like people that work like from 7 till 3, they don't have much time to get the sunshine, you know?
That's right. And also, it's like I might add on that it's the it's a holiday season, so you're going to be going into your family, and you know, family's going to have food and and alcohol and all that. So overeating. I mean, we all know that overeating can lead to obesity and actually has been linked to an impaired immune system. So we really need to, you know, you really need to digest those food.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a, you know, like you mentioned, the isotonic digestive enzyme.
Yes, we have a digestive enzyme.
Right.
To help you digest your food.
Mm-hmm. And also it goes along with, you know, if you're going to host a party, you're going to be under stress.
Yeah.
And stress can lead into, you know,
a weaker immune system.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to be all stressed about everything. So associated with that, you would have probably won't be able to sleep.
Right.
A lack of sleep can also lead to being impaired immune system. So we have a product called Turn Down.
Yes.
Which is, what is the...
It has the key ingredient that's found in Turkey called L-tryptophan.
Okay. So
helps you feel sleepy. So there is actually
sleep.
Science why you feel sleepy after you feel, after you eat turkey.
If you eat turkey anyway at the party, then, you know, you can fall asleep anyway. But I'm saying it's like sometimes...
What about before the party?
Before and after the party, you know. So those are the things that you really need. We need to take care of. You know, to take care of our immune system. You know, I know that there's a vaccine coming up now for COVID-19. You know, in Illinois, I think we have 300,000
people?
No, vaccines ready?
No.
Available?
No, not yet?
No. I thought I heard something like that.
No, they said that there will be about 100 million available by, like, sometime next year, maybe within the next year, but only Illinois will only get 109,000 of those doses.
Oh, okay.
So
I heard wrong.
I heard that on the news. It piqued my interest. I was like...
So, you know, again, your immune system is your first line of defense.
Yes,
you know, so
yes.
You gotta take care of that. Now, Aubrey, what about any tips on those besides, you know, taking care of supplements and everything like that? Would exercise or, you know, even just like a short walk help to for people to digest their food?
Or a nap?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, all of above. So, yeah, not only, you know, getting outside, if you could be outside and even take a walk in the forest or nature. And the reason being is that, yeah, sometimes when we're around people, it can be good. But the other thing is that when you're around nature or if you're in the forest, there's no judgment, right? And it kind of has a calming effect to you. And so that would also boost your immune system. It also creates serotonin. So even if there is not a lot of sunlight where you live, that is going to create those happy hormones that are going to help boost your mood and make you want to do more things throughout the day. If you, you know, maybe if you have a afternoon slump, maybe you could see if you can go out for a walk, or even 15 to 20 minute walk is going to make a huge impact in your not only your health, but also in your well-being as well. And obviously naps. There's nothing wrong with naps. Even if you took a 15, 20-minute nap, I do it all the time, you know, especially if we get up early, like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning with our kids, get everyone ready. We work and work and work. And there's nothing wrong with just taking that break to take a nap and press the reset button. So if it's a nap, if it's going outside, getting some fresh air, these are things that we can do to help boost our immunity and our well-being as well. And we shouldn't be full of shame for doing it. We should really honor our bodies, because not only by eating good food and taking good supplements, but even getting some fresh air and exercise and taking a nap is showing that we're honoring our bodies as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to take care of our bodies. Otherwise, you know, it's just going to make it more difficult when we, you know, for example, we have to take care of the family or something like that, and then we're feeling sick, it's going to be harder. And then you have, like, if you just take care of yourself first, then it's going to be a lot easier for you to help other people. And I wanted to circle back real quick about Frota DeSantis was saying that about overeating and how we have to digest the food, like with the digestive enzymes. And a lot, like for our listeners that didn't listen last time, about 70% of your immune system is within your digestive tract. So if you're just like bashing it with junk food all the time and no nutrition, it's just going to really weaken your immune system, right, Aubrey?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, eating those kinds of foods are going to really, you know, weaken the immune system. So we're talking about all the ways to support it and increase it. But, yeah, eating foods that are not good for us, or, you know, too much, you know, eating tons of sugar, sugars and everything, it's really going to cause havoc and be counterproductive as well. So we want to make sure that we're, you know, balancing it all out as well, for sure.
All right. Yeah. Now, I want to touch on the I know that we're going through this pandemic. I know there's vaccines out there now, but, you know, we still have, like in Illinois, we still have this lockdown. You know, I think we're in phase 4 or something like that.
I don't know. Some something phase like that. That report your neighbor if they have people that's a phase
3. So, anyway, this pandemic and lockdown, you know, a lot of people, a lot of families out there, now they're not getting together. So that lead in them to into having this, you know, depression mode. And people, a lot of people are stressful about it. So let's talk about, you know, depressions in a way of like, you know, we're not getting enough sun, just like you mentioned earlier, and that can be supplemented by taking vitamin B,
yeah,
you know, and calcium, and go out and take a, you know, take a walk, just like Aubrey was saying. Any other products out there that or that we have that can help that, you know, can help you know, help them alleviate some of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Absolutely. So one of the products that, you know, when it gets colder out too, like our joints give it, you know, kind of get stiff, but also our mood, you know, kind of goes down because we're not in the sunlight as much. And the other product that would help with our immune system in conjunction, but it would also help boost our mood, would be, believe it or not, the omega-3s. We always think that we need the fish oils for our heart health, but believe it or not, it's also supporting our brain health. So this is a huge one that helps enhance the mood. It it supports our joint health. It helps with our blood flow, lubrication, and triglyceride levels, our blood pressure. But this is also one to help boost our mood. So if you have, like, seasonal, I don't know, depression, or, you know, you kind of get moody or you kind of have the blues, this is a great one to double up on, believe it or not, because it's going to help boost your mood. And this is also in the brain. It's also, our brain is made up of fat. So this is actually, mm-hmm. Believe it or not, a good fat that we could supplement to help our brain. And that's why they also suggest, again, consult with your doctor, but there's a lot of research where a lot of pediatricians or neonatal physicians will suggest for you to take DHA and EPA, obviously the fish oils, because it's supporting the baby's brain in fetal, you know. So if it's supporting the baby's brain while during a, you know, pregnancy, it's also helping, you know, our brains too. So this is something to boost our immune system. This is another hot product that a lot of people are purchasing right now and looking to not only help their immune system, but also to help their mood as well, because you will see a huge difference in your mood when it comes to the fish oils as well.
That's good. That's good. So it helps with depression. It helps with your heart health. It helps with even your skin. You know, it can even, like, you know, give you what you need for your skin, helps you with your brain. So it's like, that's the omega. That's a heart health. Well, this is like we're on Facebook Live and Blog Talk. We can actually say heart health. But when we're trying to share that on Facebook, they say that we're not allowed to say heart health because it has the word health.
Yeah, Facebook is trying to silence people for just from doing that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but you know, upcoming 2021, I know the number one New Year's resolution for a lot of people are losing weight or eating or at least getting healthy, healthier.
Healthier.
But what are the any of the for the beginners? What I say when I'm beginners, what would you recommend for them to do? You know, kind of what first step that they need to take.
For beginners, for just overall wellness, or for beginners,
yep.
I always recommend an antioxidant such as like OPC3, a multivitamin, right, and then our fish oils. Okay, those are, and then you could add in a probiotic. That would be like a beginner, like, what do I need now, right?
Right.
And then obviously, if we want to boost the immune system, right, because this is like we're moving into the winter season, we're very concerned about our immunity, I would say obviously the vitamin D, K2, vitamin C, isotonics, along, believe it or not, we do have two different immune formulas. We actually have an immune isotonic formula, which actually is made to help build your immune system up, and then we also have an herbal one as well.
Okay.
So these, a lot, I'm going to throw an ORAC in there as well, too, because ORAC has the elderberry in it. So those are things that we could do not only for beginners, but if you're like, okay, beginners plus immunity, these are some things that we could take to help our system.
Yeah, what I like, isn't the ORAC, it has cranberries in there too?
Yeah, it's got cranberries, blueberries, elderberries, chokeberries. It's got a whole grape. It even has grape, I think, grape juice extract in it. Some people are like, "Oh, I'm drinking grape juice. I saw that grape juice is really good for your immune system." And I was like, "That's cool." And I'm like, "But the cool thing about ORAC, again, we talked about eating healthy foods, buying stuff at the grocery store, and then, again, it is less expensive if you supplement. So, yeah, it has cranberry, especially if you have any kidney issues. My daughter had a lot of kidney infections, bladder infections. So there you go. You get your, if you have lots of sex, hey, you know, I'm just saying, cranberry juice is in there. You probably won't get as many bladder infections if you take ORAC. Vitamin C, blueberry, grape juice powder, raspberry powder, elderberry act, prune juice act, or prune extract, which will help your digestion. Mixed tofrefenols, and that is also an ingredient that they also tell you to look for, believe it or not, when it comes to cancer treatment or prevention or after recovery as well. Chokeberry extract and black pepper extract. Black pepper is huge when it comes to your immune system. You will see that in supplements. You may see it alone. That is a very, very big one when it comes to immunity as well. So black pepper extract is very, very big when it comes to immune system and boosting your immune system as well. Yes.
So all of that in the ORAC. Now, with the ORAC, is there a small and a large option or just a one option?
Yeah, we used to back in the day, but we just have one option. But it is a phenomenal, believe it or not, this is my kid's number one favorite product alone. If they said, as if there's one product in the world, what's your favorite? It's ORAC. And I'm grateful that it is our favorite because it has so many different things in it in one cap. And so that's the one they've been kind of raised on ever since they were like, gosh, I want to say 2 years old. So it's probably their
now
favorite.
That Isotonics ORAC can be found at Shopali, Shopali.com. Now,
yes,
Aubrey, so all of that is in one product. That's amazing. Do you
it
also
is
know
amazing.
That one helps with mood, you said?
Yeah.
Like,
you
know, like
will.
Kids that get PMS.
Yeah, it will. And it also, believe it or not, it helps with cognitive health, helps in the immune system. It also is a great add-on, believe it or not, to the OPC3. So if you're already taking our wonderful antioxidant called OPC3, I call this a booster. So, you know, like how, right, you're taking OPC3, you're enjoying the effects of OPC3, but you just want a little bit of oomph, right? This is going to give you that little lift, that little oomph in your antioxidant protocol. A lot of people will start purchasing the ORAC, believe it or not, around October, and then take it all the way into like May or June. And then maybe take 3 months off. But some people like to take it every day because they really enjoy all those effects of all those berries are all in there. And it's just a lot of research.
Yeah, it sounds definitely worth it. It's probably about like less than $2 a day, right? Mm. Maybe $1 a day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
yeah
a
and
lot,
it really
lot
blows my
money.
Mind.
Yeah.
So this, you know, the upcoming, you know, like I said, 2021, there's a lot of people who want to lose weight. Can you touch on different type of weight loss out there? I know there's some keto diet or some dieting.
Yeah,
there's
I want
some
to hear about that. Yeah.
Volumetrix diet. I mean, there's like vegan diet. There's a flexitarian diet, raw food, probiotic-rich diet, intermittent fasting diet. Can you touch base on those? I know that, you know, not everyone is the same. But I just want to hear from you as a nutritionist and how do people go about that, you know, choosing which one's best for them.
Absolutely. Well, as you know, always like ask your, you know, body what is required, you know. But when we go on these certain diets, you know, we're missing out on other stuff. Like I really do believe that you should be eating lots of, you know, plants and vegetables and stuff, but sometimes some people may get really tired or may need a supplement with, you know, some B complex, but that it is a healthier way to eat. The keto diet, which is really popular, you know, again, eating a lot of the fats and stuff, but again, it could have, if you do it for long term, it could have harmful effects on your organs as well.
Wow.
Yeah. So it may give you a quick fix, but I don't think it's something you could do for long term. Just like the Atkins diet, remember back in the day, like, oh, hey, if I eat lots of meat, I don't eat any fruits and vegetables, you won't poop, and you're going to get crabby and constipated, and then you're all the stuff is in your gut, and that's not good for you either because you need to eliminate all the toxins and the waste. So some of these diets look really great, but they're not meant to be for long term, right? And I'm going to be honest with you, even intermittent fasting, I've even done that before just to see what it was about, but I felt like I ate more because I was not eating for 16 hours or whatever. So that didn't really work for me. I mean, sometimes I'll try these just to see what my body does, but though I really, really do enjoy, again, the Transitions Lifestyle System. I'm a girl who doesn't even have a thyroid. A lot of people, I always hear women complain, oh, just wait, when you turn 40, your metabolism is going to go down. Oh, wait till you turn 50, it's going to get worse. And I just have to say, oh, that's an interesting point of view because I don't have a thyroid gland because I had cancer.
Right.
It's got taken out. And that's what controls your whole metabolism. So if we have a system that's science-based where you can lose weight, right, you're getting rid of, you're maintaining your lean muscle mass because muscle dictates metabolism, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we have something where we're maintaining our muscle mass, we're burning fat all day long, we're feeling great, we're not depriving ourselves, we have more energy, our digestion is better, it's a win-win all across the board, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just said that's interesting. I did find something that does work quite well. And again, it's probably the only thing that has worked for me, believe it or not.
TLS,
it, yes ma'am, it stands for Transitions Lifestyle System. So it's not a fad or a diet, it's, we're actually teaching you how to eat, like instead of eating white bread, maybe you will have like a piece of like Ezekiel sprouted grain bread that's made out of like millet and stuff like that. So foods that are not going to spike our blood sugar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good. So that can be found at shopaly.com. All you have to do is type in TLS in the search bar and it will pull up those products. We even have a fast start. I think it's about around $200 and it's like a month, it's like a 30-day jump start, right? Right, Aubrey?
Yeah, I really recommend that, especially after my last surgery. That's what I did. I did a 30-day jump start, and I really think it was phenomenal. I mean, I got amazing results. I'm continuing to get great results with it. I've lost lots of inches, lots of weight with this program, and I feel great. I have more energy as well, but that's the program that I like to get people started on because 30 days, you can change your habit. You can change, a lot of things. But that's probably one of our hottest products right now as well.
I believe it, especially like with not just the New Year's, but people like, being locked in their houses, shut in their houses because of some states they're not allowed to leave very much, if they're not essential, quote unquote, workers. And they got kind of, just sitting around, become a couch potato. So they need something to jumpstart their, what I like about a TLS is that I don't feel hungry, like compared to, and I became like, it's not like I don't eat sugar anymore, but when I eat, like, for example, if I have a SlimFast compared to the TLS shake,
I can really tell a difference. One, the Slim Fast tastes sugary and chalky, but the other one, the TLS shake that we have, it actually can be made with water or milk, and it tastes good either way. And that's what I like, and it's thick, and it like really satisfies the craving for chocolate. So those people that they like to eat chocolate, and you know, and also what I like about the TLS shake is it has a lot of vitamins in there. So it's like a lot of vitamins and natural sugar for low glycemic, which means that you feel fuller longer. Instead of like you drink it and 20 minutes later, you're like hungry and starving. So that's what I like, my personal experience from that one.
Right. And it also say kind of, you know, instead of grabbing Snickers or anything, mm-hmm. or like chips or anything like that, you know, we use substitute that.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's just like a half a cup, you know, you take that and it'll fill you up with all that, you know, nutrition. There's a lot of good stuff in it.
Yeah. And actually, I mean, like it's about, I would say average is like $2 a shake, but when you compare to Slim Fast, it's pretty comparable. But when even if you compare that to like going to McDonald's and getting a shake, they're like $3 or $4, you know. The difference is that even like what Frodocentris here is saying, like about like getting junk food in your body, and what we talked about in previous shows is you're going to pay for that sometime. So why not now? You know, because your health is going to pay for all that junk food later on. You're going to become obese. You're going to be, like, more prone to, like, your feet hurting, your joints hurting. It's going to, you know, trigger your immune system sometimes. And you're going to have all these ailments, and you're going to have, like, a lower quality of life because you're going to feel like you're almost always in pain or, you know, and then on top of that, you feel tired because, like, junk food doesn't give you a lot of nutritional benefits. And then on top of that, then like especially with some junk food, you're depending, because everybody's body is different, sometimes your body filter out that, so like it might get stuck in your kidneys or your liver, or you know, like, because those are your, you want to be able to take care of your health because of quality of life, and because you hopefully you want to be able to do things in life, you know, and you don't want to feel depressed, which having eating junk food all the time, robbing yourself of the nutrients, can also trigger depression. You know, so it's like, the TLS shake, it's like, if that's all you can take, you know, say that you have a limited budget and that's all you can get, it's definitely worth it. It's definitely a taste.
I know a few people that I know that, you know, they're doing that probiotic-rich diet, which is, I think, you know, they eat kombucha, the yogurt, kimchi, kefir, and all of them. They find them in supermarkets.
Yeah, that's not cheap, kombucha.
No, they're not. Avocados, extra virgin olive oil, and all that. That's not cheap either.
That's not cheap.
That's a.
I didn't know about its probiotic rich diet. Wow, if you say you can't afford the shake and you can afford those foods, that is something. Wow. I mean, I've heard of eating yogurt to kind of like, you know, if you feel like yogurt helps if you have diarrhea. It helps if you have like you're taking antibiotics to try to put a probiotic. But I eat it for a snack, you know. Like especially if I don't have my shake on hand, like I have that like snack.
Mm-hmm.
But not like that. I strictly eat avocado and yogurt.
Right. What about raw food, Audrey? Have you heard about that? Raw food diet.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, raw food's really good, and it's really good for you. I mean, it is the way. I know when you cook things, it you know gets rid of a lot of the vitamins and nutrients. That's why a lot of people like to take raw fruits and vegetables and juice them. So, I mean, that's a great way to get, you know, your nutrients as well. Absolutely.
It has a natural enzyme in it, too,
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But right. You don't want to eat, like, raw pork.
Well, of course not. Not raw pork.
No. Now, there are some people that do that.
When I hear raw food, that's what I think. Like,
raw vegetables. You know, like what do you? Maybe like some like seafood, you know, like that.
Oh.
Sushi.
Yeah.
Something like that.
My fish cooked, personally. One time we went to a restaurant and they brought us tuna and I was like looking forward to it and they brought it to me raw and I was like, what is this? Because in the Philippines we had, you know, tuna filet, and when we went to this other restaurant in, you know, in America, we had, you know, tuna filet, and it was like really good. It's like it tastes better than pork steak, you know, like, and it's healthy for you. And then I went to another restaurant and ordered that,
yeah,
expecting the same thing, and they brought it to me raw. Good thing Frodo the Sensuous likes raw fish.
Once in a while, I don't eat them all the time. So what about the vegan diet? Have you tried that, or do you know anyone's doing a vegan diet?
Yeah, no, I think it's great. Again, you know, eating a lot of dairy, you know, dairy is not always a good thing. I mean,
mm-hmm,
you know what I mean? A lot of people have a lot of allergies, and it causes inflammation and a lot of mucus. And when you have a lot of mucus, especially if you have asthma or allergies, even, like, I remember, like, I went to my pediatrician as a kid, and they would say cut out the milk, you know, cut out milk. I started drinking rice milk, believe it or not, before it became, we had to go to health food stores because it wasn't in grocery stores yet. So, you know, going vegan is great. I think being plant-based is great, too, because, again, we should be eating as much fruits and vegetables as possible, you know. But again, you need to follow is, again, remember when they were, what was there, meat shortage, again, with the COVID, you know. So, yeah, I mean, if you already are,
mm-hmm,
it is, try to see if you can eat more meals, or could you incorporate, you know, maybe one to two meals that are plant-based,
right,
if you cannot do all three. That's something to maybe push towards, because it is better for you, you know, overall.
Right.
If you can.
Also, it's like I would also recommend to those people out there that are vegan that are not eating meat, because when you eat meat, you know, there are certain nutrients that you're missing out. So there's a supplement that that you would have to supplement yourself, like B12, calciums, you know, zinc and iron. We do have that isotonic,
yes,
which is a vegan product. Anyway, like, is that one of those right over there?
What is it?
And it's like an isotonic,
yeah,
multivitamins that we have, you know.
Mm-hmm. We do have the calcium.
We do have B12. They're all on isotonic,
yeah,
form. And also it's vegan, meaning there's no animal products in them, you know. So
this is the B1.
Yeah, this is a B activated B complex. I don't know if you guys see that on live on YouTube right here. Facebook, right here. You can get this shopali.com, S-H-O-P-A-L-Y.
That's right. And here's the calcium and the multivitamin.
Right.
And what you do is you put a powder in this cap right here, and then you put water to this line right here. See, when you get these products, it comes with the cap. And the thing is, can you tell them what's different from taking like a pill or a capsule from GNC, for example, Frodo the Sensuous, like this isotonics,
right, so
brand, what's the difference?
The difference is the absorbability.
Yes. Absorbability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Cause the pills, like when you take the pills, you know, your body has to break it down and turn them into an isotonic stage. But, you know, with this powder mixing with water, you know, some of you over there in Block Talk Radio, I'm holding a bottle. You just like put a water in it and you mix it up and you take them 5 minutes into your belly. You absorb about 95% of that.
That's right. Compared to like maybe 30 or 40% at the most
of a pill. If you have
capsule,
a really good digestive, you know,
yeah,
system. But
right,
the old people, older you get, like, you know, 60, 70 years old, they're not digesting them.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. So that's the difference between our products and something like that. Once again, like if it says you're getting 100% from the pill or the capsule sold at like Walmart, GNC,
mm-hmm,
for example, you're actually getting 40% because your body has to digest that. That's why we're saying that you get 95% in case you're like, why don't I get 100%? It's because this goes right to work. Think about it. Another analogy would be when you go to the hospital and you have an IV, that's called isotonic. But it's, you know, this one is with no needle, guys. So, you know, some people cannot absorb vitamin B also. Like, they just cannot absorb vitamin B from regular supplementation or from like capsules, you know, that they buy at Walmart, for example, or Walgreens. That's why this one is a really good one because it helps your body to absorb it better.
So we pretty much covered pretty much everything we talked about. Once again, this is Pro to the Centrist. And my co-host, Lady D, we have a nutritionist on the other line, who's Aubrey Luke. We were talking about the immunity, your immune system during the holidays and how important it is to boost your immune system going through 2021. And for some of you guys missed it, you can go to blogtalkradio.com to listen to the podcast. And also we have that live on Facebook, so you can like replay it. We also have live on YouTube. You can find me there, Proto of All Trades, on lives on YouTube. Now, let me give you last word, Aubrey. What what's your last word for this boosting your immune system during the holidays?
Absolutely. You know, this is a time where we might get blues or depressed, or we might get stressed out. So when our nervous system is overworked, you know, we're trying to do a lot of things or we get stressed out or we have the blues, this is a great time to boost our immune system to, you know, maybe go out for a walk or, you know, get an extra nap over, you know, add an extra supplement to your regimen because it definitely is worth it. You know, you don't want to miss out on the holidays and celebrating with your family and all the festivities. So make sure that you take time, you know, to invest in yourself, you know, to work out and eat right and to supplement because it could really make a huge difference, you know, in your overall health. And it could also save you a doctor's trip. It could save you, you know, buying some prescription drugs or cold remedies and feeling like crap and missing work or worse ever. I mean, I don't even know if people do work full time, but if your kid gets sick, someone's got to take off work to go get your kid, right? And then just be at home with a sick kid. So don't you think it's worth it to invest a couple little bit every day instead of having a big expense later down the road, right?
Exactly. And we also have an immune boosting for kids in the DNA Miracle line.
Yes, we do.
So, like, you know, that's a great point that you brought up there, Aubrey, about, like, you know, your kids might get sick, especially, like, not all states have a lockdown, like, that their kids cannot go to school, and it's, like, how much is it worth it if you have to take a day off of work or a couple days because your kids got sick? Wouldn't it be better? I mean, we can't guarantee they won't get sick, but if you're boosting their immune system, they're less likely to get sick. So we have that, and we also have a tea called Immunity. It's a drinking tea. It has ginger and lemon in there and echinacea. It has immune-boosting nutritional herbs or supplementation within that tea.
That's right. Yes. So, well, that's it for tonight. I think we're saying goodbye. Once again, we had unfortunately, we had a little technical difficulties again. The thing's happening. It's been happening. I don't know why. Maybe our computer's haunted.
I don't know. It's only when this is our second week doing Facebook Live now we're doing this show, and this is the second week we had a technical difficulty.
Really?
So before we used to do YouTube and a Blog Talk Radio, right?
Now
just the two.
Now we added
a third.
Yeah.
So we're gonna probably have to jump in on another computer with our Facebook, so that way there we can.
Round?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what next week we are planning to be here next Monday, which will be the 21st of December, and we will be talking about the health again.
Mm-hmm.
We will find something that might interest you, or once again, I want to let people know, too, that even if you're not interested in these things that we're talking about, there might be people searching for answers. Just let people know about the show and let them make their decision, and we thank you for your time. And have a great day.
All right. Have a great day. Once again, this is Frodo the Centrist and Frodo of All Trade on YouTube and my co-host Lady D. And we had a guest, Aubrey Luke. And we'll see you again. Bye. Till next time.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.